And our next speaker is Les Levidov, who is a member of Jews Against Zionism, a group for Jews and others opposed to the Zionist movement and ideology and to its impact on both Palestinians and Jews. So, can we please welcome Les Levidov?
Thank you. We are here to support Palestinian rights, which have been denied by this racist Zionist state since its foundation. How is this oppression continued for so long? And how can we oppose it effectively? Since the 19th century, the Zionist movement has sought to create an exclusively Jewish state in all of historic Palestine. British colonialists foresaw such a state as a little loyal Jewish Ulster in a sea of hostile Arabs. They were making an analogy to the role of Protestant settlers who had supported the racist Orange State in Northern Ireland. The Zionist project was modeled on European settler colonialism, which exploited indigenous populations, as well as on the US version, which either exterminated or expelled the Native Americans. Israel is still trying to complete that original racist project. To justify its war crimes, Israel portrays itself as the world's frontline defense against Islamist extremism. In this way, it has gained greater support from right-wing racist forces throughout Europe. The mass murderer Breivik massacred the Norwegian Labour Party youth because they support multiculturalism and the boycott of Israel. His motives illustrate the inherently racist character of the Zionist state and the anti-racist basis for opposing its occupation of Palestine, which began in 1948, not 67. Western imperialism is dependent on Israel to act as a policeman, terrorizing all movements in the Middle East for democratic rights and sovereign control of resources. So it would be futile for us to make moral appeals to such governments. Instead, we should try to make it more difficult for the UK to support the occupation by raising the political cost. More importantly, the most important weapon lies in the international campaign of civil society for boycott, divestment, and sanctions, or BDS for short. This campaign supports Palestinian rights. It depends on ordinary people, not on politicians or governments. As an easy example of this campaign, everyone here knows to boycott Israeli dates. Less well known is the company Veolia. It's known because it collects rubbish by contract to many local authorities throughout Europe. But less well known is that it has contracted to build transport infrastructure in occupied Palestine. So the BDS campaign has been trying to persuade local authorities to deny or to terminate any contract with Veolia. This campaign has already been successful in many places around Europe, including South London. So everyone here has an opportunity and a responsibility to join the campaign to persuade your local authority to block any contract to Veolia. As another target, as you heard from Sean Clinton, we had to expose and block blood diamonds from Israel. Now, what about the idea of a Palestinian state? Many who support Palestinian rights have been turning their attention to the United Nations, which will vote on a proposal to grant UN membership for a state of Palestine next month. Of course, this proposal has been opposed by Israel, the USA, and many of its European allies. So what should we think? Let us remember, Israel has already destroyed any basis for an independent Palestinian state by extending its original colonization project, by fragmenting historic Palestine into small enclaves and stealing its water from aquifers. In this situation, the only possibility is the further expulsion of Palestinians or the struggle to de-Zionize the Zionist state, to turn the region into a secular regime for all its citizens and residents. In this political context, UN membership for a so-called state of Palestine would do nothing for Palestinian independence or rights. Even worse, there are two great dangers. First, the proposal comes from the Palestine Authority, which has lost all moral authority, especially since the Palestine Papers revealed its role in so-called peace negotiations. There, it offered to surrender all the fundamentals of an independent Palestinian state, especially Jerusalem as its capital, and the right of return. In fact, they were willing to negotiate away everything except their own salaries, paid by their imperialist masters. The PA now proposes a UN declaration in order to boost their own status as political leaders, potentially displacing the PLO as political representatives of the Palestinian people. There's a second danger. If a so-called state of Palestine does not include a UN declaration for the right of self-determination by the entire Palestinian people, then the governments around the world could further marginalize that right and evade their responsibility to redress the occupation. For all these reasons, we should place no hope in governments or the UN. Instead, we should join the international movement of civil society for BDS in support of Palestinian rights and against the collusion of the British state. Thank you.
Let's hear it for Les Levidov! Come on!